Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Forging the Path. This is a podcast that's all about empowering men to become who God created us to be. My name's Adam, and today my guest is Luke. Luke's been on the show a couple different times, so hopefully you can check those out. Apple, Spotify, those are audio only, but really good episodes. Luke, thanks for joining me again today.
Dude, what's up?
How you doing?
This is way different than your house.
Well, a little bit nicer like here.
You're kind of a big deal now.
No, let's not go that far.
I'm just a guy hanging out with a guy that's a big deal.
We're just a couple of, you know, Gabriel's making all the magic happen back there. He's shout out to Gabriel and the other guys at Rock Rose here. Listen, Luke, we got three quick topics. It'll be a shorter, we won't go over an hour today for sure, but let's talk about family, because I've been getting some questions and I tried to wrap them up into one big question about family, and you've got four daughters.
It's true.
You beat me. I have three. I thought that was like, well, hey, I got three daughters. You got four. The question that I'm getting, I've wrapped it into one. It sounds like this. How do you get through the young kid stage well? How do you do it and maintain sanity as a father with those young kids running around? And how do you do that and still have joy in your marriage? Yeah. So it's pretty simple first question, right? Oh my goodness. That's a doozy.
We could probably talk for hours about that topic for sure. But right. I don't know. There's a lot to be said. I think first it's, and I'm just talking from my own experience, right? There is no manual out there that's like, well, here's what you need to do. Like, this is, I think, through probably a lot of mistakes and learning from those mistakes on my part,
right?
And learning a lot about what didn't work, and learning from other guys that have gone before me that have been dads and gone through it already, and asking them stuff as well. So, I hope this stuff is helpful, and hope it makes sense. But I would say when you're first at the young stage about being a dad, like it's almost like think of it as like a prep stage for the rest, because you're going to be a dad your whole life, right? And so think about it as you now have this new calling as a dad that God has given you. You have a lot more responsibility now, and now is the time to learn how to embrace that responsibility.
Yeah,
as being a dad, like think about this as like I need to start. There's a marathon you're gonna run. You're just starting your training now, right? And so start, like I would say, start small. There's a lot of purpose, I think, in this first stage of being a dad, first stage of parenthood. So start, I'd say, use this time to start setting up family habits. So, and this is something I wish I would have done a better job of. I'm out of like the young kid stage. We've turned that corner. Yeah. We're now into the next.
How old are your four daughters?
Well, three of them have birthdays in October, so
you can round up.
All right, so 6, 8, 10, and 11 and a half. So it's never a dull moment at home, which is great. I love being a dad. I love my daughters. Yeah. Love my wife. It's fantastic.
No, but, you're a good one. But yeah, you were starting to talk about the habits that you can start with them when they're young.
Yeah, start. One thing I wish I would have done a better job of is start building in family habits at a young age, because it will get more difficult later. And we can come back. This first stage is definitely difficult. The biggest challenge in the first stage is lack of sleep and doing life on when your tank is either empty or half full.
Yeah.
Right. And figuring that out. But like building in habits, like making sure that you're in the Word every single day.
Yeah.
Personally with your family, with your wife. Build in family worship habits, discipling your kids, doing maybe a devotional once a week. And like with all this stuff, like start small, start with something, just start with like talking about a verse for 5 minutes or less. Right. Yep. And then kind of build up from there. So I would say start building these habits now. And Yeah. Focus on, I would focus on learning how to love your wife in this stage too. Like it's, I'm assuming some things here, but typically this is, you know, you're not only are you a young dad, you're probably earlier on in your marriage.
Yeah.
And you probably are going to see a whole side of your wife that you had never thought of before as she becomes a mom.
Right. Right?
And, there's a lot of, there's a lot of weight on your wife's shoulders in motherhood.
So stressful. Right? And I think I would say boldly, there's no one on earth more susceptible to the feelings of insecurity than a young mom.
Oh, 100%.
Like the devil goes after young moms to make them feel insecure so aggressively. And as a husband of a young mom, one advice I can give any young guy with young wives, young kids, like pray over your wife with that in mind. Yeah. Like she is in a battle mentally. The enemy is trying to make her feel unworthy, not good enough.
Totally.
And you need to clothe her and cover her in encouragement, word of God, prayer, affirm her in her calling, all those things.
All those things.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be really honest with you guys. I don't know if I want you to consider this invitation or not. This is for The Forge. It's an exclusive, high-quality group of guys who are going to be pretty intense with each other. We're looking to take our game to a whole new level. And so I want to invite you, but I almost don't want to invite you. Do you know what I'm saying? We're going to be talking about things like foundations for biblical masculinity, four pillars of a man's heart, the making of a leader, the utopian flaw, professional development and accountability, and a whole bunch of other masterminds. This has a cost to it. So if you're interested, email adam@forgingthepath.org. But honestly, think long and hard about this one because I'm not sure if everybody should be interested in this one, only if you're serious about taking your game to the next level.
Yeah, like learn, think about, meditate on who and go to the Word to figure out like what her identity is in Christ and then reaffirm those things for her throughout the day, every single day. Like that is huge. Ultimately, Christ is our rock, but you also need to be a rock for your wife.
Yep.
You know, and you're going to learn that, like in this early stage, you're learning how to be a rock for your wife. You're learning how to be a rock for your family.
That's right.
Right. You're learning how to lead. So think of this first stage as, like I said earlier, like this is how you're learning how to do all this. It doesn't have to be perfect right out of the gate. Give yourself grace. Like you're going to need grace. And you're going to learn as you go. But back to like learn your wife, learn how to help your wife, learn how to love your wife well, ask her what she needs. To your point, like she's not only getting it from the enemy, she's getting it from our culture. Like in terms of like a career, like, hey, if you need to be able to be a career woman and you need to be a mom. And if you're not a career woman and you're just a stay home mom, then you're not enough.
Just right? Yeah.
Like there's tons of those types of messages, right. Just from our culture.
Yeah.
Right. Let alone Satan going after moms and filling in their heads with lies and all that. So 100% on what you're saying.
Yeah. And if you're a working mom, then you could never do both and you're failing at both.
That's
and
right.
No matter what path you choose as a mom, the enemy's got some lies for you.
Yeah. 100%.
And so husbands stand guard and fight for her.
Yep.
Right.
It's a great phase to learn how to do that well. I would say.
Let's talk about family dinners. You mentioned that a little, like the idea of eating together and like maybe you read a verse and talk about it for 5 minutes. What tips would you give young fathers in that season of life, young kid, maybe multiple young kids? Because eating dinner together is magic.
It's huge.
It's such a good thing to commit to.
If there's one discipline for your family, I would say it's that. And again, like if it's easy for you guys to do that every night, then go for it. But I would say that's probably going to be hard to find time and make time for it. So again, start small. Just pick a night a week, right? And that's going to be family night. If you get together beyond that, great. But just start small. Start with one night.
Even if it's one, it's better than zero. Yeah, it's better than not being intentional about any of your dinners.
Yep. and have a home cooked meal. Either if your wife's drowning at the moment with little kiddos, like make the dinner for your family. Ask her what would serve you well. Do dinner as a family, and then have it be just like asking your wife, just how are you? How is your day? Like, and just intentionally go after, just to show that you care about them and that their day is important to you, I think speaks volumes to your kids.
Yeah.
So, and just have a casual conversation about that. Like, if you've got, I've got the challenge I've got in my family is I've got 4 kids and a wife, so I got 5 stories to hear. And it's just, and a lot of times just one kiddo can talk the entire time.
Oh, sure.
So we've got like, I think we got a spoon we hold. And so we kind of take turns, like the talking spoon, we call it. Like whenever you have a spoon in your hand.
Like a microphone. Yeah, that's great.
And so, but that's just an idea. Like every family can do something different, right? Just come up with something that works well for your family. Hear the stories about what they're doing. And then, just be very intentional about prayer as well. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be long, mm-hmm. but lead your family in prayer during that meal. And if you can sneak in some scripture, like just reading a verse, like, you know, if you're just comfortable, like maybe you're not comfortable giving a whole devotion on a verse or sharing what you think about it, that's fine. But just even just reading a verse is a great place to start. And then go from there. Like if you can expand upon that, talk about like what how the Lord's speaking to you through that verse. Like then that's maybe your next step. Yeah. Ask your wife what she thinks. Maybe your wife has a verse that she would want you to read. You know, but I think it's important to just show your family. It's an opportunity for you to show your family that you're leading them spiritually.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, that the idea, like you said, about a family dinner is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. When our kids were younger and there weren't many extracurriculars, mm-hmm. we had probably 5 to 6 nights a week family dinner. Yeah. And I loved it, you know, and we both worked jobs that didn't really interfere with that. And so we took advantage of that season of life for sure. And totally. I appreciate what you said. Like, it wasn't a devotional necessarily, but one kid would be like, oh, I want to read the book of James or I want to read the book of Acts. And so every night we'd take a few verses out of there. Oh, where did we leave off last night? Oh, yeah, you were reading, and we ended in chapter 3 or whatever. Like, okay, let's read a few.
That's
next paragraph, you know, and just kind of talk about it.
That's perfect.
While you're shoving some food in your face.
And yeah, man.
That was cool. But also, what was good today? We sometimes would play the sweet and sour game when the kids were younger. So fathers with young kids, hey, give me a sweet and sour.
Yeah.
What was sweet? What was sour?
That's good. We do high and lows.
So high same and type low. Of thing. Yeah. Tell us about your day, because sometimes, especially guys, we can struggle with asking questions that go beyond yes or no.
Right.
Or, good. How was your day? Good. Fine.
It's fine.
You know, especially teenagers.
Like, yeah.
Fine. Yeah. Okay. And then we don't know what to do, right? Well, tell me something cool that happened today. Nothing. You know, you're going to get that sometimes. Like, don't give up. You might, fathers of teenagers, like,
keep pressing
in. Oh, cool. All right. Well, tell me something that kind of sucked today.
Yeah.
I'll be praying for that. You know, you just keep digging. I think presence itself is a ministry. Yeah, so, like, totally. When your kids see that dad is just present, asking some questions, even if the conversation didn't go much of anywhere and didn't go deep, like,
that's,
you showed up, and tomorrow you're going to show up again, and next week you're going to show up again, and then you'll have this 2-decade span in your kid's memory. You know, dad was present. Dad showed up. Dad asked questions. Dad prayed prayers.
Yep.
That's a foundation worth building on, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just don't get too hung up on the, well, this dinner kind of was a disaster because the food spilled. So-and-so was crying the whole time. Like, young kids, that's family dinner.
Yeah, it is. 100%. Like, great point. So if I'm getting any sort of impression right now that this is just like, you know, sunshine and rainbows time for the family, no. Like, you're going to have food, you know, you're falling all over the place. You're going to have spilled water.
The dogs milk, running
dogs
around.
Dogs doing stuff. Like, people are crying. People, you know, it's going to feel chaotic. Yeah. And it's probably going to feel like you're failing. And like that, at least for me, it felt like for a long time, it felt like either I wasn't good enough or I was just failing at this and this isn't worth it. And so it's like, no. Like, keep going. Like, keep at it. Don't stop. The challenges that you're experiencing are way more normal than you probably realize.
That's right.
And everyone's going through that, and just stay at it. Like, keep pressing. Cause that's what your kids want to see from you. Like, they don't want to see you give up. They want to see you press through challenges, and they're watching you how you deal with that. So if you can be calm and strong and just be that calming leadership rock presence for your kids, like that, through even some trivial issues like spilled milk, like that is actually going to be, that's what they want from you, right? They need that from you. So that's where I flipped the thinking in my mind, is like these dinners or wherever it is, like when things don't go right, when things don't go as planned, when things don't go as expected, like just stay the course, you know, and it's gonna speak volumes to them and pay a lot of dividends, I think, in the future.
Let me just take a quick minute and give a huge shout out to our sponsors. Without them, the show is not possible. We've got 5 sponsors, local businesses in the Milwaukee area that support Forging the Path podcast, and I could not thank you enough. So a huge shout out to Matt Austin, Goosehead Insurance. Over 20 years of experience, Matt specializes in providing comprehensive coverage for your auto, home, and Medicare insurance needs. As an independent agent, he offers a wide variety of policy options, and you need to check him out. It's tailored to fit any unique situation that you might have. His dedicated team will ensure that you have the best protection and at competitive rates. His number is 414-260-2202. Give him a call or a text. Secondly, I want to give a shout out to S2F Installations. For all of you managers, engineers, facilities, maintenance people out there, if you are in need of material handling equipment for your warehouse to better manage your warehouse, call my friend Ray at S2F Installation. He can help guide you in the right direction. Total company designed to serve people. His number is 262-470-6882. Phantom Creek Builders. Thank you, Phantom Creek Builders. If it's time to remodel your kitchen, your bathroom, or your basement, all 3, kitchen, bathroom, basement, if there's a transformation needed in any one of those areas, then you need to check out Phantom Creek Builders. They're based in the area, and they specialize in these things, and my dad is the owner. So show them some love. The best way to reach out to them, just go look them up online, phantomcreekbuilders.com. Another shout out to Michael Creed team at Luminate Home Loans. My wife and I work with Michael all the time. There's no one better. The Michael Creed team at Luminate Home Loans always goes above and beyond to take care of every one of their clients. They treat each transaction like it's the largest transaction of your life, because that's what every homeowner deserves. So whether you're looking to buy or just maybe refinance, reach out to the Michael Creed team at Luminate Home Loans. To get the conversation started, you can call or text them at 262-696-9048. And then last, but certainly not least, Zastrow Family Real Estate, powered by Realty Executives Integrity. If you're in need of a real estate advisor in Wisconsin, look no further than Zastrow Family Real Estate. This is what me and my wife do. It's our day jobs. We love helping, advising, and guiding people through real estate, helping them reach their goals and build wealth in real estate. So call us, text us, or you can look us up online, Zastrow Family Real Estate. The number to reach us is 262-725-2855. Also, all of these sponsors are listed on our website, forgingthepath.org. Go check them out. Show them some love. Now back to the show.
Oh, okay. It's 2 things you just said there that I really loved. Success usually feels like failure.
Yeah.
So it usually feels like you're failing. Yeah. And that's, I think, I talk to, whether they're entrepreneurs and business owners, and you look at big picture, I'm like, man, you have X number of businesses, your net worth is, your influences, and everything looks like it's screaming success. And then you have a cup of coffee with that man, and he'll be like, I got employees quitting over here, you know, we're not profitable in this entity, and I got, you know, an accountant breathing down my neck here, and I've got 8 fires to put out here, right. And I got a date night with my wife tonight that I got to really get my head in, because it's I would work until midnight if I had the choice, but I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And you feel like, most of the time they feel like they're failing and they're behind the ball.
And in some, like,
and they just keep going.
Yeah. Right. In some respects, they probably are failing more than they're succeeding.
Yeah.
Right. But they're not giving up.
Same with fatherhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same 100%. With marriage. Yep. Like you're gonna have moments where it just on the surface, it's like, I just feel like I'm failing in about 2,000 different ways.
Yep. And that's what I would say is like, that's normal. Like, think of that as like, that is a very normal experience.
Yeah.
And that you need to embrace that.
This is a great sales pitch for being a good dad.
Or just to be a dad in general.
Right. Well, I think the good dads are the ones who refuse to quit. That's what I would say.
That's right.
The dads that just check out, they don't show up, or, you know, worse, they leave their families, you know, extreme examples. But even the dad who's like, well, I'll stay married, I'll stay in the family, but you're not really present. You're right. Not really intentional.
Yeah.
You kind of, you check that you have, you know, your man cave or your office that you like retreat to when things get stressful or you don't know what to do.
Yep.
Like, I would encourage that guy, like, stop it and get back in to the place where it feels like chaos and it feels like you're failing.
Yeah.
And be consistent there. But that's the whole trick. That's like, it's like a mind trick.
Yes.
Success feels like you're failing pretty much most 100%. Of the time.
100%.
Yeah. The other, I mean, so just consistency, I love that. The other thing that you said is like, it's almost like something is better than nothing when it comes to trying to give your kids little glimpses of prayer and Bible. Right. And so it doesn't have to be this whole like, I'm going to do this whole teaching, this Bible devotional time on something. A lot of guys are like, I don't even know where to begin. That's cool.
That's all right. Like, that's fine.
Pick up a gospel and start reading it with your kids. And sometimes the best answer to their questions is, oh, gosh, kiddo, that's a great question. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But, maybe there's some guys in my life I can talk to. I can email the pastor and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, totally. And as a word of encouragement too, it's like God, the fact that you as a dad, that you desire to lead your family is evidence that God is working in you, in your life. Like that, even like you don't, if you think like you have to come out of the gate perfect and like you said, like have this masterful devotional for your kids where your kids just come out of it, be like, I'm going to be the perfect kid. I'll listen to you all the time and nothing's ever going to go wrong. You know, like that is not that. And right. then, and that point, then God will be pleased with me. Like that's not it. It's the fact that you are, you may not know what to say. You may not know what to do, but that you desire though to go into that with your family, like that's evidence of God working in you right then and there.
Yeah.
And so like, just be encouraged by that.
Yeah.
And press in. And that kind of leads me to the next thing. It's like in this early stage, like another thing I would encourage guys to do is if you're not already, like really press into community, specifically a church community.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't have to be in this early stage alone. You know, make like your wife, making sure that she's getting plugged in and having support with other folks at church, people her age, women, other women that have gone before her, and getting support there.
Yeah.
Lean into community groups at your whatever church you're at. And guys, start meeting up with other dads, like, and just talking about how things are going. Like, say, hey, I've struggled with this. I don't know what to do. Do you have any ideas for me? You know, like, do that so you're not walking. I don't think we were meant to do this alone. You can often feel alone in this stage of life. I did, you know, for even as I was in community, like I still struggled with feeling alone. I couldn't imagine what that would have been like if I wasn't in community. Mm. So be looking for those opportunities.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to the podcast and you don't have opportunities or you don't know how to get into community, like talk to Adam, talk to me. Like we can help you get connected. And that's not even saying like we'll get you can come to our church certainly, but we can help you get plugged in wherever you are.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. So isolation is deadly. Isolation kills, and guys are prone to, you know, the lone wolf mentality, but the lone wolf starves.
In
real life, in nature, the lone wolf doesn't survive, only in a pack. And so, yeah, you need a band of brothers. You need a community. You need a few mentors, people ahead of you. Your kids are like your disciples. And so it's a beautiful situation, I think, that God designs for men to be in. But if you don't live there intentionally with some consistency, it's just going to be really hard.
That's right.
And all it'll feel like is failure, as opposed to, the days are hard. It does feel like I'm failing a lot, but I still have hope. And I have a community, and I have some brotherhood, and I'm just going to keep pushing forward. I think your kids also need to catch you, especially as they grow. It might not make as much sense or be as applicable when they're infants, but as they get into that toddler, preschool, elementary school age, I would encourage dads, let them catch you praying and being in your Bible just for you.
100%.
Just because you need it.
Great call.
Right?
Yep.
And that practice will help you be able to answer some of their deeper meaning of life questions.
Right.
Right? Well, if you get in the Word every day just to know Him better.
Yes.
Like, that's going to be good for your whole family.
Yeah.
And let your kids wake up, you know, for school or whatever and see, oh, Dad's been up for a little while already and he's got the Bible and the coffee right there and he's just been spending time with God. Like, that's a memory I want my kids to have.
So, absolutely. I was going to mention that next too. Like, it's, and this is one thing I wish I would have done a better job of is, I don't mean this in a selfish way. I mean this in a way so you can even be better for your kids. It's like taking care of yourself, allows you to have overflow into your family, right? So if Dad's not healthy, you're not going to be fully available. You're not going to be running at full capacity. You're not going to be firing on all cylinders, for your kids and for your wife. So you need to make sure that you're taking care of yourself as well so you can be better for them.
Right.
So that's, like you said, that's like being in the Word every day, if possible. And again, it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be long. But just get in the Word, you know, like read scripture for 2 minutes. You know, when you wake up, read it for 2 minutes, start there. If you haven't started yet, like start small and work your way up. I would say physical, like staying physically fit, like this gets more difficult as you age. So if you can stay in shape, not saying you need to be an Olympian or anything like that, but if you can stay, I would just say physically active through this stage of life, that is going to serve you well in this next phase, because this phase that you're in right now as a young dad with a young family, like it's not going to last forever, and it's going to go by. The days are going to feel long, and you know, but it's going to go by like that. Yeah. Like it's going to go by in an instant. And so what you're doing right now is you're really setting the table for the next phase of being a dad. Mm. You're setting the stage for when your kids are starting to think about things, learn their identities of who they are, how they should think, how they should go about in this world and live for Jesus. Like, you're kind of setting those things up now. So when you get to that phase, you're in a good spot, right, for that.
That's right.
So,
yeah. Hey guys, I wanted to invite you to a really special and powerful coaching opportunity. It's called the Band of Brothers. We did this now for the last 6 months, close group, about 9 guys. And we meet every Monday morning in a Zoom call. It's really powerful. We go through some curriculum. We pray together. We share accountability and goals and stuff like that. Iron sharpens iron, as Proverbs says. So if you need a band of brothers, if you're looking for a group of guys to help hold you accountable, to help you reach your goals, to pray over you and your family every week, reach out to me, adam@forgingthepath.org. Get rid of the isolation in your life. Get rid of the distraction. Commit to a band of brothers and see what God can do with something like that. Yeah, one of my goals, like big life goals, is like I want to be able to run around with my grandkids, my future grandkids. Yeah. I don't have them yet, right? Hopefully I don't for a little while longer. But I mean, like, hey, my daughters are teenagers. When they're in their 20s, they might be having babies. And I'm like, that's 10 years from now, but they might have more in their 30s. That's 20 years from now.
If you have a grandson, I could see you like sparring with your
Get
in the ring and be like,
so when I'm working out, I want to stay fit for Claire. Yeah. I want to stay fit for myself. Yeah. I want to be able to lift heavy things and move furniture. I'm picturing my future grandsons and my future granddaughters saying, "Hey, Grandpa, can we play?" And I don't want to be the guy who says, my back, or yeah, I got a little bit of a belly. I don't want to be that guy. So yeah. I'm going to be training to be the kind of guy 20, 30, 40 years from now. It's like, you bet, kiddo, let's go. And to your point, hey, if it's get the boxing gloves, we'll spar a little bit. I'd love that. Yeah. Are you kidding? So find a goal for yourself, right? I mean, I hope every guy listening has that same desire. I want to play with my future grandchildren.
100%.
Well, cool. That doesn't just happen.
Yep.
And it doesn't have to be high intensity. That's my style. But for some guys, it's like, go on a bike ride. Go on a walk with the dog every day. Every little bit will help. Just like reading the Bible. I don't have 2 hours to dive deep into the word. You know what? I don't know a dad who does.
Yep.
Great. You got 2 minutes? You got 10 minutes? Like, something's better than nothing.
Yep.
So I know you're a little pressed for time, but as we think about family, are there any last takeaways, especially pertaining to this question? I'll just read it one more time and see if anything new jumps out to you.
I do have something in mind.
Go. I don't even have to read it.
You had mentioned earlier about how do you stay joyful, and in this theme of using this phase of life to really learn. If you haven't learned how to press into joy yet, to go after joy. So, joy, God commands us in a lot of different spots to be joyful. It's a command.
It's not an option.
It's not an option. So when it's a command, that means that whether I feel joyful or not, I'm still commanded to be joyful.
Wow.
And so we have to go into that, right? We have to press into that. It's not just going to happen. Just like staying in shape isn't going to happen on its own. Like, being joyful isn't going to happen unless you pursue it and go after it. That's right. It has to be something you intentionally do. I think we could probably do a whole podcast episode on that. But I would say that two excellent resources that have really helped me, and I think helped a lot of people, is John Piper's book, Desiring God. That's where his whole ministry started, was with that book. It's a whole book about joy and this concept. And if you don't have time to read that book, there is a Cliff Notes version of that book called John Piper's book called The Dangerous Duty of Delight.
Yes.
And it's a summarized version of Desiring God, and it's excellent. And it really unpacks this whole idea of what joy is, what God commands us to do in joy, how we go after it, how we attain it, how God works through us for that.
Yeah.
But I would encourage all dads, like, use this phase of life to learn how to press into joy.
Get the Audible versions if you don't have time to read. Yep. Again, there's so many opportunities. You don't have to limit yourself, like, oh, I can't read a book right now, I'm so busy. Cool. Do you drive in your car every day? or you don't, and you work from home every day? Great. You can listen to the Audible.
That's right.
Yeah, those books are awesome. Yeah,
they're excellent.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Luke. I just really appreciate it. I love what you're doing with your family. Would you mind saying a prayer for any stressed out dads out there, moms out there of young kids?
Yeah. God, I love whoever's listening to this podcast, and any young dads that are just feeling that they are, the world's on their shoulders, God, I just pray that you would just be near to them, remind them of who they are in Jesus, remind them that they have all they need in you, and ultimately you are their strength, and that you work all things for good. Lord, I pray that you'd bring community into their life, bring truth into their life, lead them to verses of scripture that would edify them and also encourage and build up their family. Put a community in their life, Lord, to encourage them towards the right things and good things. So I pray that you'd strengthen the men that are leading this, leading their families, that are listening to this podcast, and that you'd use them to draw their families towards you, Jesus. In your name, amen.
Yeah, amen, amen. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Just ask that you would share this, spread the word, share this, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, share our website, forgingthepath.org. Help us spread the word and reach more people. Have a great day.